Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study on the power of the tongue. I'm going to share with you today your words as seed. I want you to think of every word that you speak in life as being a seed that is planted, both in your own life and in the lives of those with whom you come in contact every day. Words from parents are seeds planted in the lives of their children. Words from teachers are seeds planted in the lives of those students, and they can be seeds that come up as a harvest of good crop or as a harvest of weeds, depending upon the seed that is sown. In Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9, we find this passage on the subject of sowing and reaping. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. The first part of this verse says, don't be deceived. And that means don't go astray or don't err from the truth in the sense of believing that what you sow has no consequences. God doesn't want you to believe that what you sow with your words has no consequences. Every word is seed that's sown. What are you sowing in your life and in the lives of others? God will not be mocked, Galatians 6 tells us. It means God will not be ridiculed as impotent in power, since God does see what people do and what people say, and he rewards them accordingly in his timing. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Whatever does include the sowing of our words. What are you sowing with your words? Are you sowing love? Love in your relationship with your spouse? Love in your relationship with your children or with others? Or are you sowing hate? Are you sowing discord with your words at your workplace? Or are you sowing unity? Are you sowing death in the sense of speaking words, maybe death to your health or death to hope of others? Or are you sowing words of life? Are you sowing words of failure? Are you sowing words of marital bliss? Or are you sowing seeds with your words that will result eventually in separation or divorce? Are you sowing seeds with your words that are resulting in healthy, functional children or in wounded children in a dysfunctional family? Remember, to reap means to harvest a crop. If you check what crop you have coming up in your life, you'll be able to identify what kind of seed has been sown. You may need to uproot some crops and prepare the ground again and replant with good seeds. Every word that you speak in life can be likened to a seed sown, because you always see a crop come up as a result. Many people just don't connect the crop with the seed they originally were sowing with their words. The Amplified Bible says of that Galatians 6 passage that whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. This indicates that your choice of seed definitely dictates the kind of harvest that you will have. You know, you can sow words of life, words of encouragement that will build up people and give them hope. Or you can sow words of discouragement that basically take away courage from people. I remember an article that I read about a man who, when he was a high school student, a junior in high school, he was very struggling in his grades. He had no direction. He didn't know what he wanted to pursue after high school. He had no future goals in terms of vocation or career. And one day in his English class, he had turned in a paper to his English teacher, and the paper came back with four words written across the top that changed this man's, young man's life forever. And the words were very simple, and they were the words of his English teacher, and they said, "This is good writing." The young man, who later became a writer with a major Chicago newspaper, told of how those four words changed his life. Simple words, but they were seed sown in his life at that time. "This is good writing," the teacher wrote across that paper. And those four words had life-impacting effect on the young man. He was without direction. He didn't know what he was going to do with his future. And yet that teacher unknowingly sowed a seed in his heart when she wrote those words. And he took courage from those words. He took encouragement. He began to pursue writing, and he began to put an effort into everything that he wrote. And his writing, of course, improved, and he became eventually an excellent writer. But it started with those simple four words. It changed the direction of the young man's life. He was directionless. He could have become a laborer after high school, not pursuing college at all. But instead, this young man went on to college, studied journalism and writing, and became a well-known writer with that Chicago paper. But it started with the seed sown of four simple words. What kinds of seeds are you sowing in the lives of people around you? You can sow seeds in the lives of children very, very easily with offhanded comments or jokes that are disparaging and perhaps discouraging to a child. And perhaps a parent will do this in a joking way, not realizing the impact or the power of the words that they use. But those type of words sow seeds in the heart of a child, making a child think that perhaps they can't amount to anything. Perhaps they aren't good at anything. Perhaps they don't have any talents or gifts. We need to be people who are determined to sow seeds with our words that give life, that give courage, that impart a blessing and not a curse. Our words are powerful according to the scriptures, and they are literally seed sown every day of your life. What are you sowing with your words? It's important to line up your words with the Word of God and sow seeds in your speech that are exactly what the Bible says that we should be doing. We should be sowing seeds that impart grace to the hearer. That's the type of words or speech God wants us to utilize every day, imparting a blessing and not a curse. We are told in James 3:10, that out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, this should not be so. God tells us in James that people often will say things. They'll say some good things, they'll speak blessing to people, and then on the other hand, later on, they'll find themselves speaking words or sowing seed that are curses, literally. And the Bible tells us these things should not be so. We need to be people that have a pure speech about us. We need to be people who intentionally sow seeds that'll be a blessing and not a curse to those in our lives. The power of the spoken word has been discovered even in the sciences. And Dr. Paul Youngi Cho, who's the pastor of the largest church in the world in Seoul, Korea, in some of his writings, and discussed a conversation that he had with a neurosurgeon, and he told this story. "One morning, I was eating breakfast with one of Korea's leading neurosurgeons who was telling me about various medical findings on the operation of the brain. He asked, 'Dr. Cho, did you know that the speech center in the brain rules over all the nerves?' You ministers really have power, because according to our recent findings in neurology, the speech center in the brain has total dominion over all the other nerves. Then this neurosurgeon began to expound their findings. He said that the speech nerve center had such power over all the body that simply speaking can give one control over his body to manipulate it in the way that he wishes. He said, if anyone keeps on saying, I'm going to become weak, then right away all the nerves receive that message and they say, oh, let's prepare to become weak, for we've received instructions from our central communications that we should become weak. Then they in natural sequence adjust themselves and their physical attitude to weakness. Dr. Cho went on to say what an impact that this conversation with that neurosurgeon had. He knew from the scriptures in James chapter 3 that the tongue, though it's a little member, can bridle the whole body. And this conversation with that neurosurgeon simply cemented his understanding with some scientific backing. Your words are seed, whether they are in your own life speaking health or speaking weakness over your own body, or they are seed sown in other people's lives speaking blessing, encouragement, edification. Make a decision today that you're going to sow seed with the words of your mouth that lines up with the Word of God and be a blessing to others and bless even your own life with your words. That's all the time we have for today, but if you're interested in further study on this subject, we have a 10-tape series called The Power of the Tongue. And for a donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll be happy to send that out to you. Just write to us at the address you're going to hear in just a moment. Until tomorrow, this is Rita Langland saying have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.